Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. We'll be visiting with Dr. Kent Magrini. He's a podiatrist who has been practicing medicine in Fort Smith since 1979. He joined Cooper Clinic in 1996. What are some of the problems that you see with our feet?
Most women are very concerned about their nails, and we see a lot of nail problems in the clinic. Everybody is aware of fungal toenails now and fungus. So that's one of the most common concerns we have. Also, ingrown toenails is another concern.
The fungus, is this part of like a thick nail or a discolored nail?
Yes, the nails start to become discolored, thickened, and brittle, and sometimes they'll separate from the end of the nail bed.
What causes that?
Well, fungus is a very common problem that we are all exposed to at some time, and we inherit a tendency to develop a fungus also, because we have a susceptibility to that fungus. And so, you know, you have to be careful with using antifungal powder in your shoes, keeping your feet clean as much as possible to prevent the fungus.
Well, does it just grow on its own, like from a sweaty foot after a workout at the gym or walking across a gym floor? Or, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, certainly a locker room would have damp circumstances where who knows what grows.
Well, you can always catch fungus from showers and locker rooms, be exposed to it. But if you're susceptible to it, then you're going to be more prone to get it. It can start out as an athlete's foot first, and the fungus is an athlete's foot of toenails, so it's the same type of fungus that causes athlete's foot.
What type of cures do you have for that?
Well, if you have a very mild case of fungal toenails, then there's a lot of topical medications that can be used. The fungal nail, though, has to be trimmed or filed back so that the medication is more effective. And then if it's more involved, then you have to take an oral medication, which works through your system to get rid of it. And it takes about 9 months to grow out a whole new nail that's a normal type nail. The medication you can take for 3 months, and it's effective for another 6 months once you complete the course of treatment.
Let's move on to the ingrown toenails. That anyone that's had an ingrown toenail knows, boy, it sure hurts. What can be done to prevent ingrown toenails?
Well, cutting the nails properly to begin with, if you have a nail that's a normal type nail, then you want to cut it straight across and leave the corners exposed and not try to cut them back, because once you start trimming them back, then you're going to be more prone to get an ingrown toenail.
I've seen in the stores for sale in the cosmetic counter the big old nail clippers, and they've got the curve, and then I've seen the ones that are the angle. So what should we purchase?
Well, you want to try to get one that's as straight across as possible. The ones for they're curved are actually they're more for fingernails, but with toenails, because of pressure from the shoes on your nails, you want to try to keep them as straight across as you can.
Okay.
But sometimes the nails will start to become deformed and pinched together, and then you'll have an ingrown toenail that you just cannot correct with any type of conservative treatment, no matter how you trim the nail.
How can ingrown toenails be corrected?
They can be corrected by removing just the side of the nail, which is done in the office. There's no cutting or stitches involved, and there's a medication that's placed at the root of the nail to kill that portion of the nail so that it will not grow back on that side of the nail. It's a very easy procedure with essentially very little pain and really very little disability.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Magrini, at the Foot Health Center, as we age, a lot of things become more difficult to do. I would think that bending all the way over to getting your foot up on your knee is a difficult thing for someone maybe in their 80s, 90s. Do you assist in that?
Definitely quite a problem. And it can be unsafe to trim your own nails if you have certain diseases also, such as diabetes or circulation problems. So it's not even a good idea to have members of your family sometimes trim your nails for you. So sometimes you do have to have professional care of your nails if you have difficulty being able to trim them yourself, or if you have certain diseases.
And certainly a patient, I guess, could make a scheduled appointment that's, you know, on a regular basis for you to help them with that?
Yes, we have patients that will have treatment every 2 to 3 months for that type of care.
So you do this along the health line of these pedicures, if you will, but there are so many nail places where women will go. What is something that you would advise ladies to take into consideration when patronizing some of these places?
Well, I think just be aware of the cleanliness of the facility, and also just make sure that they sterilize their instruments in some way. It doesn't have to be a autoclave type sterilization, but they definitely have to be sterilized in some type of medication or antiseptic solution. So those would be the things I would definitely inquire of the nail pedicurist.
This is On Call with Cooper Clinic, and we've been visiting with Dr. Kent Magrini with the Foot Health Center. It's a part of the Cooper Clinic family of doctors. Dr. Magrini's office is at 5004 South U Street in Fort Smith. Thanks for the good information and interesting information, Dr. Magrini.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.